The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Hey, guys, you're throwing a party, planning a wedding, maybe a corporate event. You want photos, one place to go, and that's Pick Me Events. Whenever we're throwing a party at Gal Media and any of the parties that you've been to, you know, you've seen Michael there with Pick Me. And he's going to take your party to the next level. He adds a cool factor. They've got interactive photo booths, and there's so many cool things that they can do with these photos. And you talk about events, man. My daughter's even been texting me a picture. It's like, oh, look who's here, Michael. Look at all these cool photos I got with my friends. And you can do all kinds of things with PicMe. And the photo booths let your guests take and print photos, email photos, post them on social media. It's fun for everybody. You can customize the photo animations, layouts, add specific details to your event. And if you were at our gal party, you know there was a thing on there. It said Gal Media Party. They also offer party decor, DJ services, transportation options, fireworks, and much more. Start your party planning today at PickMeEvents.com. That's P-I-C-M-E Events.com. Your unforgettable experience awaits. Use who Gal Media uses for all its big events. PickMeEvents.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not a no, the birthday boy, and at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. A lot of Astros, almost all Astros, yeah. And then one segment of fantasy football with Christopher Harris. So we can keep going, Astros. We can. Yeah, not too much to add on the Rockets other than bad effort for game one. Hopefully they'll get that figured out.
Yeah, that was ugly.
But, not the greatest night for Houston sports fan last night. Fairly depressing.
And the Texans still exist.
Well, did you hear Deshaun Watson said, okay, I'm healthy now. I'm going to be able to do everything that I've been able to do in the past except for against the Bills.
Okay. What's that have to do with the offensive line? What's that have to do with?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, so he's healthy until this week when he
gets hammered again. Yeah, especially against a good Jacksonville defense.
When he gets hit 10 more times.
Yeah,
this week.
I think for the Texans to have any chance, he can't be the Deshaun Watson we saw last week, who couldn't move and was making bad decisions, or the Deshaun Watson we saw the first 2 weeks of the season. Frankly, it's got to be the guy that we saw against Dallas, and even against the Giants. If he plays like that, The Jaguars are capable of playing like garbage too. But, you know, that's I don't expect that. I expect to see pretty much what we saw last week. And if he turns the ball over three times against that defense, I don't care how bad the Jags have been the last 2 weeks, you're not beating them.
Yeah.
You can't turn the ball over three times against that team and beat them. And really, he should have had more. I mean, we have talked a little bit about, well, he had a fumble and two picks. He should have had three fumbles. They were lucky to collect those the two of those fumbles that he had. 936 is listening from Colorado Springs. That's awesome. But so he said, let's be honest, the play by Betts to gun down Kemp at second was phenomenal. Yeah, it was. He made a great play.
Fantastic.
But don't take that chance in that situation.
Don't be overly aggressive.
No. No, there's no reason to do that there. And, yes, it took a great play. But, you know, guess what? Those guys are capable of making great plays, and they did. Santos asks, what's the difference between a sit-and-go and a cash game in poker? That's a great question. A sit-and-go is basically a one-table tournament. Sometimes two tables.
Yeah.
But it's designed for you to be able to get in a full tournament in a couple hours. That's why I love that noon tournament over at Lions, and because I can go and play and still get to the gym and still get to the show on time. And it's a really cool setup. A cash game is basically you have unlimited, you know, basically you sit down with however much money you're going to play with. If you bust out, you can rebuy. Tournament, once you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
Unless it's
well,
a rebuy tournament.
Well, you can rebuy in those too.
Yeah, but not in this. In the sit and goes, it's a freeze out. So, which is good. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really glad to see someone doing this because, and AJ and I have talked about this in the past. It's where we cut our teeth was on sit and goes online.
That's where I, yeah.
And I mean, I think both of us learned the game from doing that. And I feel very comfortable when I sit at a table with 10 people. I'm going to be in the final four. And if I get down to there, I usually feel like I'm going to win.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I love playing those things. And I've played it twice now, I guess. No, once. I played once a couple weeks ago. And I'm trying to leave my Tuesdays and Thursdays open to go play. But work gets in the way. I have a few other things I'm doing around here, so
it's a kind of tournament I love to play. I'm going to definitely get out there at some point. I know you also like to play cash. You like to play big tournaments. Like honestly, tournaments that have more than 50, 60 people, that's when I start to my game starts to regress a little bit because I tend to be a little bit aggressive, and you know that'll last for a while. It doesn't last forever. And I'm still not great at knowing when to be patient and when to push in bigger tournaments because at least, you know, when you're in a smaller tournament, you have an idea of what you're up against.
Right.
You know, when you're playing in some massive, especially these tournaments that have like multiple days.
And you get moved around, you get new table, right? When you get a table clocked, you get another one.
It's hard to get reads on players. And I mean, that's one of the most important things to me is getting a feel for players at the table. And when they're constantly changing, it's very difficult for me.
I wasn't a very good cash game player until about 3 years ago, where I made some complete adjustments to how I was playing, and my wife started keeping a spreadsheet of what I was, you know, what my profits, what my ROI was in tournaments, what it was in cash games. And after the first year after I did that, she showed me my ROI for cash, and I was stunned. I'd had something like 23 winning sessions out of 25.
Yeah.
And, I mean, some of them, okay, you won $40 or whatever. But there
plus,
were there,
plus is plus, bro.
And there were a few where I walked out of there for $1,000 and only had two losing sessions, and neither one I lost over $100. And really since then I've been very, very comfortable with how I play cash because I've totally changed my strategy and I've gone to more of how I play early in a tournament, I play cash now.
Right.
Because, tournament, you have to adjust your game as you move, depending on your stack, depending on a lot of things. And early on, I like to try to splash around with a lot of hidden hands and catch something and get paid. And it's kind of what I do with cash now. I'd rather have pocket threes in a cash game than pocket aces any day of the week. Just because.
Well, if that three hits, you're going to make a lot of money.
Exactly. And if it doesn't, guess what? I get out of the hand without losing much. And so I love playing. I love playing the hidden hands there, and frankly, I play really tight in cash games. I don't get involved unless I have a hand. If I miss a flop, I'm out. It's the two or three times that I do catch the monster that I get the big pots.
Yeah.
And you look up at the end of the day, and you do that two or three times in 3 hours, you're a happy camper.
Yeah.
But it's like anything else. If I start playing too many hands, that's when I tend to lose money. But sit and goes are still my favorite. I love those. And, you know, I still enjoy playing occasional big tournaments. And I'm not going to play the main event this year. I keep saying I'm going to do it every year. But I am going to go out and play the senior tournament this year, the over 50.
Nice. You're not going to have time for that.
Well, it's in June, so I should be able to get out there. But once the schedule's up, I'm going to make a plan. I'm already going to go, got a place to stay and everything, and I'm going to go play that one and maybe a couple other tournaments while I'm out there and take a week. Instead of going 2 weeks to Canada, I'm going to go a week to Vegas to play
nice.
A big tournament. So so I'll be playing a lot here over the next few months to kind of get back in shape. Somebody asked, do you cover poker strategies in your audiobook? No, it's all sports betting and horses.
There's people who are way better at poker than us that have written books.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't imagine sitting down and writing the books that Dan Harrington's written about poker.
Yeah, because because he's on such a different level. And the thing is, I don't feel like, I mean, there's certain things, like to me, Matt Dean's a fantastic poker
really
teacher. He's a wonderful teacher in addition to being a great player. And I'm a good teacher at some things. At poker, I think I'm pretty average when it comes to teaching because there's so many things that I do, and I think you do the same thing, that are instinct and feel.
Yeah.
I can't teach that.
Yeah.
There's like I can pick up.
And it's
up,
not always sound strategy.
No, it's not.
It's not by the book strategy.
No, it's not. There's a lot of times that we'll do stuff and you're like, really? Why'd you do that? It's like, well, I had a good read on the guy. And, well, it's like that when we played at Mandalay, you were kind of surprised that I shoved with just one pair on the guy. But I knew exactly what he had because of the way he played for the last hour. And that's,
and it worked.
Yeah, and it's not.
Which is what matters at the end.
Yeah, and it's not something. That's not something you can necessarily teach.
Right.
So, Travis said, did you guys hear that there's an issue going on with the WPT deep stacks they had out here? Apparently no staff or dealers have been paid by free rolls yet. I don't know anything about it.
No, neither.
I do know that place wasn't open in time, and they still had the tournament. I knew some friends who played, but I haven't heard anything about it. I would like to see a big tournament like that and actually have WPT come to a place like Lions or Prime and do it there because I think those places are better equipped.
More equipped for it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of room at both of them. At Poker Royals, too. They have a really nice setup where they could handle a very big event. So, and plus, I mean, I don't know much about the club that they had it at, but it's way out west, so I would never go there. Mm.
What was that place in Katy called that we went to?
West Poker West or something?
West Side Poker.
West Side Poker, I think that's right.
It's really small, though. It couldn't handle something like that. It's not a very big room.
Somebody said, if I miss baseball talk, just tell me. We did the whole first hour on the Astros, and then we'll still do more, I think. But yeah, if you miss first hour of the show, it was all Astros.
A lot of baseball.
Yeah, and you know, I will just kind of go back to the fact that I think it's going to be I'm not ready to say they're done because I see a path where they can get it done. And it starts, obviously, with your best pitcher winning tonight. And if they can get that, I think I'll like the matchup.
Okay, pretend it's yesterday. What are the odds?
.75%.
Okay.
I still think it's less than 10%.
Okay.
I could easily look up what the odds are from 3-1. It's higher than that. But I think being down 3-1 against this team, you're really up against it. But I also feel pretty good about get tonight, then game six, I think you'll have the advantage pitching-wise, at least going in. Doesn't mean you're going to win.
Right. I mean, you had the pitching advantage with Cole against Price the first time.
Yeah, you did. And
you had the pitching advantage. I mean, you could argue every game this series.
But I think with that, you would have an advantage because I don't know what Chris Sale's going to be coming off of his illness.
Yeah.
And they've done okay against him in the playoffs regardless. So that way you're not trying to win three in a row. You're winning this one, and then you're winning the second game. And then when you get to game seven, we all know that that's just a coin flip. So I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it's likely. But I still feel like they can do it. And, you know, that's about all you can ask for, I think, being down 3-1, right? I'll tell you what else you can ask for. If you'd like to get, how about this? You got some credit card balances that you're paying too much on? You got good credit? Guess who can help you? Lightstream. And most people, they don't really pay attention to the balance on their credit cards. You get a real high interest rate on those things. And maybe 18%, maybe even more than that. Well, how about turn those into one monthly payment? You get a lower fixed interest rate, and you can start saving money. So you're already going to be saving a bunch of money because you're going to get a better interest rate, and it's just one payment, and you don't have to worry about it. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. So you get on there today and get your money today. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate, and guess what? No fees. You know how we feel about fees on this show. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. Here's what you do. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach, where they have great beer. Unfortunately, I'm not drinking it. They have great food, which I just ate something healthy.
Look at you. Look at you, healthy guy.
And you know what? It was fantastic. Yeah. So even if you want to come out here and be healthy, you can. Grilled chicken and vegetables with hummus. It never fails, though. They always bring my food right when the segment starts.
They do that.
And, I mean, it doesn't matter when I order it. It doesn't matter what I do. It's just always going to happen. So at the end of the segment, I start diving in, and I have a mouthful of food when we come back.
That's all right.
So, but AJ is the beer king, says, can you guys please make a PSA for fans going to the game tonight to not reach for the ball? I think that's easy to say. I think when a ball's coming at you, it's kind of hard to just stand there. And I don't know that the guy did anything wrong. It just worked out badly.
Yeah. I like how his Twitter handle refers to me as the beer king.
Yeah, I think that's
thanks,
what he
man.
Means. I'm sure he means you and not himself.
I don't know what kind of responsibility or power comes with being the beer king, but I'll take the title.
Well, you get to make your own beer like you're going to do out here.
That's true.
You know more about beer than most of the people on the planet.
I don't know about that.
No, you know more than most people I know, except for guys like Eric. I mean, he's in the business.
Right.
So, yeah, I think that the beer king's a good thing.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Cody says some added action to What Are the Odds Wednesday, although it is Thursday. A weekly over-under on the number of F-bombs dropped on Juggy Trey's Twitter account in a seven-day period.
Yeah, he was salty again today. Jong, is he there today?
He was, but he left.
In his car?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, he was complaining about his car on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He said not fast enough for
him? He said he's bleeping done with Chevy. His next car is going to be a Ford or a Toyota.
I see. What the hell?
His Chevy's a piece of bleep.
He's just mad because Chevy doesn't win any NASCAR races.
Maybe that's
honest.
What it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think his car broke down or something.
What cars race in NASCAR? Is it only Chevy and Ford? And,
no, I think Toyota. I don't follow it enough to know.
So that's it. He chooses between. He can only get a car that races in NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure from reading his articles.
He can't get a Honda.
Yeah, I don't think Honda's in there.
Okay.
I could be wrong. NASCAR guy can correct me.
No Mazdas. No Kias.
Yeah. No Yugos.
No.
D says, don't you know that with great beer power comes great responsibility?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
You are the beer king, sir.
I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah, that's not a bad possible new nickname.
No, I don't need nicknames.
I don't
Plus,
care.
It's probably that guy's nickname.
Probably, but it doesn't mean you can't steal it from him. You're now more famous than he is. So, 713-780-ESPN. Mott says it would make sense for Red Sox fans to pack the outfield and constantly reach over with Astros at bat. I do think at some point you might see fans start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the real question. What if it was a Red Sox, a guy in Red Sox gear who did that last night? So now are we punishing guys based on what color shirt they wear? I mean, that seems kind of odd.
Chevy, Ford, Dodge, and Toyota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Dodge Charger.
There's options.
NASCAR.
Okay.
Okay, Juggy Trey can go Dodge now.
He could.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever had a Dodge. I think it's the one car that I probably have never had.
I've never had a Dodge either.
I've had pretty much everything else in my life. A lot of, mostly, I've always liked sports cars.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had a lot of Camaros. I've had a Trans Am at one time. I had I'll tell you, one of the coolest ones I had was back when those Toyota Supras were totally loaded.
Yeah.
I had one of those. That was badass. I don't even know if they make those anymore. But that was one of my favorite ones. But I don't think that's part of the NASCAR rotation.
No.
So. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You see what your buddy Carmelo said about coming off the bench?
Is he already complaining?
Here's what he said. You tell me.
We know all along when they signed him, they said he's going to come off the bench, right?
Yep.
Okay, so he knew this coming in.
All right, but what else did we say? If this guy comes in with an attitude, he could disrupt things,
yes,
right? We did say that, did we not?
Yes.
All right, you tell me. I'm gonna.
If this sounds like attitude.
I know what I can bring, and I know what I still can do and what I still have. So my confidence from that standpoint, I always have to say, I don't want to come off the bench. But the biggest thing for me is just communicate that with me. If it's a group of guys out there that's playing well coming down the stretch, then we're going to roll with them. I'm cool with that. I mean, of course I want to be out there, but just communicate that with me. And that's the only thing I ask. And so far, the communication has been, very open and honest. And the dialogue has been great. And everybody's on the same page, so that makes it easier.
Oh, so he's not complaining.
I don't think he's complaining, but kind of why are you bringing it up?
Did we find out why he shot 30% from the field last night and 20% from three? Did he begin to have a quote on that?
He did not comment on that.
Okay. You know, if it wasn't for P.J. Tucker, this game could have been a total blowout.
A.J., I don't know your definition of a blowout.
19 points, kind of a blowout.
It was a total blowout.
Yeah.
They never were in the game. They were down almost the entire time, and they never made a run to get back in it. I think that's pretty much.
Yeah, you're probably right.
In the Falcon world, that's a definition of a blowout.
Yeah.
So, all right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We are out here at Carbach if you're just getting off work. There's no better place to be because you can come out, listen to the show, get your beer on. They got some great stuff on tap. I mean, they've got the Nigel, they've got the brandy, they got regular BBH, espresso, cherries, a bunch of the R&Ds are up there, the original Hellfighter, all stuff.
Carb Oktoberfest still pouring, Hop Delusion still pouring.
Yeah, all stuff I wish I could drink right now.
Don't we all, Fred?
That was when I pulled up today, as my first thought is like, oh my God, I want a BBH. So
it smells like beer being brewed, and it's so delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to not be drinking.
Yeah, it was. I would say it was 50%. I was going to just say, screw it, I'm having a BBH while I'm here today. But I didn't. I haven't yet. But we're not to the finish of the show.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like, well, because here's what happens. I start going, oh, well, you know what? Saturday I'm going to drink because of this, because of the pub crawl. So, well, if I'm going to do that, I probably should have one today to start getting myself back
to
up to
speed. To prepare your body.
Yeah. Which means, okay, then I'll probably drink Friday night. And then it turns into, okay, well, what
now you're
back
just
to
a drunk.
Yeah, now I'm back to being an alcoholic. Chad says there's no Dodge in NASCAR. Okay. I don't care enough now. I just
don't
know what
the
people said.
I can't deal with it.
Thank you. Yeah, NASCAR Johnny, who I trust, says it's just Ford, Chevy, and Toyota. So guess what? I was right.
Okay.
Texter, you were wrong throwing Dodge in there.
I think Dodge used to be in there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Because when I won all my money betting NASCAR, my boy Ryan Newman drove a Dodge.
I see.
Yeah.
So.
But.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713. Yeah, he said. And that's why I have NASCAR Johnny. He told me it's not NASCAR now. They have been in the past. All right. Let's talk a little gambling.
Let's do it.
With Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst and the man who is behind my bookie and all the lines there. Rafael, how's it going, man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic. Let's start with the – I think there's a little bit of action in college football tonight that I'm interested in, but let's start with the NFL game. Cardinals getting a point at home against the Broncos. Not the sexiest matchup in the world, but is you got any opinions on this one?
Yeah, Denver right now is -2, totals 43. If I had to choose something, I might look at Arizona +2. I mean, both of them are really bad. I know Denver has lost better opponents, but I always lean towards the home underdog, especially on Thursday nights. But I'm really excited for the college game of Arizona State Stanford tonight with Bryce Love coming back for Stanford. I think that game is probably going to be a lot better than that NFL game. That NFL game should be on Comedy Central, not on whatever channel it is.
Yeah, I agree. I'm real interested in this game because Stanford, not really the Stanford we're used to seeing. They're not playing the defense that we've seen in the past. They're not really running the ball. Love coming back, does that put them over the top here, or do you like Arizona State?
I still kind of like Arizona State because last time I seen Stanford play, Utah threw up 40 points against them, and that was at home. So, I mean, they gave up 38 points to Notre Dame, 31 to Oregon. I like Arizona State. Their last home game, they beat the Beavers of Oregon State 52-24. Now you're telling me I'm getting plus points, and Bryce Love has not looked like the same running back he was last year when he was healthy before he went out this year. I still think they have struggles running the ball, and that defense looks gassed to me. Give me Arizona State plus the points at home.
Let's jump to Saturday where we've got some interesting games. I think what about Michigan State? Obviously, this is a pretty big one for Michigan, and Michigan State goes and beats Penn State last week. How do you see that game going?
Well, let's see. I jumped on this trend 6 years ago, and I've cashed 6 straight times, and I've had nice dinners each night. Michigan State is 10-1 against the spread against Michigan. I'm not going to fade that. I don't care what the number is. I don't care where they're playing at right now. I'm still taking Michigan State plus the points. And that defense is going to stop the run of Michigan. I think we could see Michigan State beating khakis Saturday afternoon.
All right, one more. We go to Sunday where the Texans are going to Jacksonville. The Jags -5. A little bit disappointing so far at 3-3. I think the Texans are about what we thought they were at 3-3. How do you see that one?
I like the way Houston's been playing defense lately, only giving up 29 points their last two games and coming on a 3-game winning streak. And I'm not sold on Jacksonville. Last year, Jacksonville was so good because their defense was outstanding and Blake Bortles didn't make any mistakes. This year, it's totally opposite. That defense has given up 70 points in 2 games. Their offense has only given up scored 21 points. I like Houston +5. And this game would not shock me if Houston goes away to Jacksonville and steals this road game. I like Houston.
All right, well, that'll endear you to a lot of our listeners, Rafael. Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, MyBookie. Rafael, appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too. All right, okay. Well, you know where you can make those bets, right? All the stuff we just talked about, you go to MyBookie. And MyBookie is my favorite website. It's the only one I use now. And the reason I've been using it for about 2 years, and whether it's football – well, what I like best is whatever I'm in the mood for, whether it's football. If I wanted to bet the Astros tonight, I could jump right on there and do it. If I want to bet hockey tonight, I got that. NBA now. College basketball is coming, so I'm going to be, tracking Hoffman there. I got CFL. I got horse racing. I got anything I want to bet, and it's all on MyBookie. And I guess about 2 years now that I've been using MyBookie. Never had a problem getting money out. That's the biggest thing with me. They're reliable. You win, they pay. They've got a lot of cool bonuses. Just check those out and make sure you read what the bonuses are. But they got a lot of good opportunities there. In-game betting, so if you miss the start of a game, or if you think the Astros are going to win tonight and they get down early, jump in and bet them in-game and get a better price. Real simple. Just go to mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Or go to your computer, mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Now, this deal isn't going to last much longer, but you can get a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. So if you're thinking about signing up, now's the time to do it. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach. Come on out, get your beer on, get your food on. There's a lot of great food on that menu. And you know what? I actually went healthy and enjoyed it. It's got to be a first for me.
There you go.
Ah, it was well done. Tell me if this would piss you off. Paid $50 to park by Minute Maid.
Yes.
Yeah, I start with that. Yeah, I'm already mad because you paid $50. Came out after the game and my truck got smashed up while I'm watching the game.
Oh.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, man, if you pay to park, you expect some sort of security on the lot. Like it was smashed, like the window was smashed or the truck was...
He just says somebody... his truck was smashed like somebody hit it.
Oh,
that's the worst. Yeah, that's the one thing about where I – well, there's a few things I don't like about where I live. But when the Rockets and the Astros are playing, I ain't leaving the house.
Yeah.
Because there's – even if I walk somewhere, it's going to be packed. The parking down there is getting really – it used to be I'd tell people, oh, yeah, just park down over by 8th Wonder or went around those places and walk. That's almost impossible now. It's just I guess there's less parking right there by the stadium than there used to be. So everybody's kind of doing that now. So, yeah, it's just tons of cars in the area, but that sucks. Sorry about that. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. Hey, I got to give something away. How about this? How'd you like to go pub crawling with me Saturday? I mean, not just me. There'll be a lot of other people, but
right.
How'd you like to hang out with me? You can, because we're going to give you two passes, courtesy of Thrive Plus, to join us Saturday. We're starting at Dean's downtown. Then you can go to any of the 9 hosting venues, like Shea McElroy's, the Cottonmouth. We got more passes. They come with the exclusive Be Someone Pub Crawl t-shirt, wristband, cup, koozie, Thrive Plus sample, $3 beers. You can't beat that. This is worth it for the $3 beers and the t-shirt and the Thrive Plus. My goodness. Drinks, $3 beers, drinks, and shots at all our participating bars. Win yours now and have all your friends get theirs now before the price goes up. It's going up again tomorrow, I'm telling you. I've been telling people all week, and then they're like, oh, it went up. I'm like, yeah, that's why I told you to get it on Monday. Well, get it today before it goes up again. So at 5:40, we're going to take caller 15. You're going to get to party with us on Saturday.
There you go.
You should even buy me a drink for giving you a victory here.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'll take it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get silly. I'm going to have fun. We'll see what happens. 713-780-3776. I've been wanting to get this story all week. It's a little off the beaten path here, but you know how everybody's trying to get these Game of Thrones spoilers?
Yeah. Why? Why can't you just wait and watch
I know,
it?
But it's apparently such a big deal. People stake out where they're filming. They try to get all the information they can. How about this? People were using drones.
Oh, jeez.
And flying the drones over where the shoots were to try to see what was going on. Well, guess what HBO did? They bought a thing called a drone killer.
Oh, nice.
So, according to Entertainment Weekly, HBO used the devices during the filming of Game of Thrones in order to prevent spoilers from reaching the public via drone footage. So, we're essentially having a war now over television.
All right. Well, hey, I mean, if a drone's in your airspace, put it down.
That's what it does. Basically,
I'm for that, by the way.
Yeah, I'm... It, I'm team HBO on this.
Yeah, quit trying to ruin the show for me.
Yeah, if you're flying a drone over, if in fact, I want to get one of these for my house in case somebody wants to fly a drone over my house.
Yeah.
I want to use a drone killer on it. Apparently, it's shaped like a gun. You aim it at any drone, and it shoots out a beam that disables the drone and knocks it to the ground. Developed by IXI Technology in California. Care to guess what a drone killer costs?
$50,000
$30,000
Damn.
See, you thought 50, 30 now sounds like
a bargain.
Sounds like a hell of a deal to me,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's not just a one-time use thing, right?
No. You can use it several times. Apparently, they've knocked down a whole bunch of drones. So, if you have drones in your neighborhood that are annoying you, you can do what HBO did.
There you go.
Hot Tracy's listening to us on her drive from Lake Tahoe to Reno.
Nice. Is she going there to bet?
She doesn't say.
Bet on her LSU Tigers?
Probably. She's just showing that is one of the most scenic areas in the world up there at Tahoe.
Oh, it's awesome.
I haven't been, and I've been thinking about either doing a timeshare or getting a place in Tahoe at some point to go up there.
Cause, you can just rent Tracy's place.
Well, the cool thing about Tahoe is you can go during the summer and you get one experience. You go during the winter, you can go skiing.
Totally different, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm one of the few people in the world that might prefer Reno to Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, okay. No, listen, Reno's dirty and scummy.
Yeah.
You know what Reno is? Reno's the first floor of a racetrack.
Reno's Baytown.
With casinos. But what I love about it is the only thing that it's about is gambling.
That's true.
There's no – I mean, they have shows, but nobody goes. And, you know, you go in there and it's dirty and it's disgusting. And I love it. It's just it's like – it's almost like if you took all the gas station casinos in Louisiana and put them in one city, except it had poker rooms.
Yeah.
That'd be Reno. But yeah. I've been there for poker tournaments and horse tournaments, and it's just, for some reason, I love that place because all I do is gamble. So, Brother Bear says he's with HBO. Stop spoiling GOT, dickweeds.
It's simple. Yeah. Just let them do their thing.
He says, but he's not with West. The fan in me came out. Eric says, why not pay $300 for a cheap shotgun?
I mean, that's a reasonable question. Although maybe it's one of those drones that flies way up high.
Yeah. Well, I was just watching Jack Ryan. You couldn't see those drones.
Nope.
What if it's one of those?
Yeah, you need a drone killer for those.
Yeah.
The 12 gauge isn't going to cut it.
Yeah. I would just okay. Here's the thing about Joe West. I think every time somebody complains about him, we're going to have to play his music.
Ooh.
So.
Now that would be bad.
It would be bad because you don't want to hear that.
No.
We've already told you. Here it is.
The smell of fresh cut grass covers a vast field.
This is magical.
Dissected only by a rough cut diamond of brown dirt.
I'm going to go read
this. Where diamond
dreams
and fields of green.
I'm going to read this to a hot woman to try to.
Have the young and the old.
Get with her.
Cheer yeah. for their teams.
I'm sure it works, right?
And as the summer sun shines golden beams.
So, yeah, we get it.
Down on your fields of green.
He was wrong. It was terrible.
And diamond dreams.
So we need to let it go. Because if we don't, we have
it's
to listen to
the music.
It's a
beautiful game to watch.
And I use the word music very
it's
loosely
the only
here.
Sport you can
oh, here comes music.
Right
there's a beat
the
now.
And no other sport it's can you do that. You can't do it in basketball because you don't know
yep.
what play they call.
No, you can't
and
do it in
football,
basketball.
As soon as the ball snapped, everybody's running into each other.
Yeah.
But in baseball, it's all pretty and it's all out there for you to see it. And this game's not run with the clock. It could last forever.
Last night's did. All right, let's go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Carbach Brewing. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Carbach. Crank that a little bit, John. I don't know a person in the world who could hear this and not get pumped up. This is one of the all-time great. Just, I have this at a certain part of my, like right when I'm about to drop dead in my workout. This is when it pops up on my iTunes. And then you just get going again. I love this song. It's one of my all-time favorites. Even though it's probably not my favorite Guns N' Roses song, I think they got some other stuff that I like a lot that, you know, maybe not the obvious hits.
Yeah.
But I love that freaking song. And 832, congratulations. You thought of this before I did. Shane Bell for me, Game of Drones. Well played. How did I not think of that? All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, if you have little ones in the car, you might want to gear them up. It's not that bad, but I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to give people a little bit of a warning because it's not graphic. But it's certainly something that, you know, you might want to be able to talk to them about. So we're going to be talking about self-pleasuring.
Okay.
Remember what you were told when you were young, that if you kept doing that, you would?
You'd go blind.
Exactly. That is not the case. As a matter of fact, it's a good thing. Apparently, the folks over at ASAP Science, which has to be reliable, right, if you have science right in the name. Although, ASAP, okay. But they actually went and researched the effects of self-pleasuring for males. Ladies, you're out on this one, sorry. So, abstaining does not really help sexual performance.
Okay.
So that's one thing. So if you're not doing it because you think, oh, it's going to be better, when it doesn't really help. Here's what it can do. Improve sleep, reduce stress, improve your immune system, and it can even reduce prostate cancer risk in men. So
you're saying it's healthy for me?
Yes, I'm saying that this is a good thing and that you have nothing to apologize for unless you're Paul McCartney and John Lennon doing it in the same room. I think that's
weird.
Yeah, that's not good. But if you're thinking maybe I should quit doing this, well, the doctors at ASAP Science say don't do it. Don't quit. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to sleep better and reduce stress and have a better immune system, right? So just public service announcement to the people out there. Guys, you won't go blind. As a matter of fact, you probably should do more.
There you go. And right now.
Well, not while you're driving.
Not while you're driving. And what about the ladies? Does it work
for
them, too?
Not like that idiot who did it with a 12-year-old in the room.
Does it work with ladies, too?
This is about men specifically.
Oh.
I'm sure there's studies for ladies.
We need to do some research on that.
Yeah. You know, if we have some ladies who wish to volunteer, over time.
Tell us about this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Probably not on air. But that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I'm getting a lot of Guns N' Roses songs like Back Off Bitch and Dead Horse. Those are good ones. I don't want to get going on that because, you know, there's other stuff to talk about, and we have a guest, and it'll take over the whole show. But one day we'll go through the best Guns N' Roses songs. Yeah, getting a lot of no wonder I'm always in a good mood, twice a day. I'm just saying, it's science, man.
Yeah.
We can't argue with science because science is infallible.
I guess so.
Especially when it comes to this, because the fine people at ASAP Science have studied this. I feel like I should believe them, right?
I mean, if you believe them, then cool. I won't fault you.
You don't believe them?
I don't know.
Do you not sleep better when you do that?
That's basically my NyQuil. That puts me right out.
Well, there you go. So if one thing's true, all of it must be true,
I guess so.
Because that's how our world works now. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Hey, guys, still a chance to get in on the pub crawl. Please get your tickets. We just gave away some. But don't wait until Saturday because the price is going to get higher. It's going to be fun. Come and do it. It'll be a blast. Also, if you haven't checked out Sports Map today, the reason I don't get to go play poker or do all the fun things that I'd like to do is Sports Map keeps me busy. But we'll have Astros again tonight. The preview's up right now. We'll have a gamer as soon as it's over. We've got Josh's fantasy football under the radar plays. We've got John Granato with a fun column on the ever-changing world of sports. One of our interns did a Kool-Aid guide to Bill O'Brien's coaching, which is kind of fun. And we have A.J. Hoffman's NFL fantasy rankings, and including last night's gamer on the Astros Red Sox, which, you know, you probably don't want to read by now. So, but we'll have a gamer up tonight, and hopefully they get it done, because even though it means I'll have to work more with them winning, I really want them to get there. I think it'd be cool, get two in a row. But if not, and people keep saying, is it a disappointment if they don't get to the World Series? I don't think so. I think if you go out and lose 17-1 tonight, I might say, okay, that's a little disappointing.
Right.
But I think the fact that you've, you know, gotten this far, that you're one of the four teams left a year after you won it, and everything, you know, the breaks went their way last year, and so far it hasn't happened in this series. And that should tell people how difficult it is to win one of these damn things.
Yeah.
Because this is a good baseball team, man. It's just they're running into another one. So we'll see what happens. But I hope the series goes a little farther than tonight. I hope it doesn't end with a whimper.
No. I don't think it's going to happen tonight. I don't know what's going to happen in Fenway. That's a different conversation, but I think they get through tonight.
I agree. All right. You know what we'll do next segment? We'll look at some of the lines, and I think some games are taking shape. I've got some plays I've already put in for pregame that I'll share a few of them. Pretty excited about. And then we'll have Brad Powers. Speaking of pregame, we'll have Brad Powers at 6:30, and Brad will help us break down college football. And yes, a lot of times we use Brad to back up plays we already like.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I think the people tend to follow all those plays, and it works out well.
All right, guys, if your job is ruining your life, if you hate your life because of your job, or maybe you're just not making enough money, you feel like you're wasting your time, do something different. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math or science guy. They don't care. There's no excuse, guys. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing right now, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.